کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان
دوستان، برنامه کارآفرینان رو میشنوید. ما یه سورپرایز خیلی خوب براتون داریم، جای نری. خب دوستان، همونطور که از اول برنامه همراه ما بودید، میهمان ما آقای لری فریدمن، مدیر Pacific Coast League Baseball Internet Right Company، LAFC Sports Foundation، Oklahoma City Dodgers Foundation با شما صحبت کردند. در مورد LAFC با شما صحبت کردند که چطور آغاز به کار کرد در لس آنجلس و حالا کجای راه هست و چه مسابقاتی درش انجام شده، چه ایونت هایی درش انجام میشه، بیزینس ایونت درش انجام میشه و غیره. ولی در یک مورد با شما هنوز صحبت نکردیم، اون هم حضور یک هموطن ایرانی، یک فوتبالیست ایرانی است در LAFC. ایشون یکی از بازیکنان این تیم هستند و امروز ایشون رو روی خط تلفن داریم. آقای استیون بیت آشور، مهرداد یا استیون بیت آشور عزیز، سلام دارم خدمتتون. آقای استیون عزیز، Steven, can you hear?
سلام.
Hi, how are you?
مرسی منو دعوت کردید.
مرسی که شما دعوت ما رو پذیرفتید. استیون قرار بود که اینجا کنار ما باشه. بازی‌ها ماشاءالله، تمرین‌ها اینقدر زیاده که گرفتار شدن. ما تلفنی باشون صحبت می‌کنیم. همین هم برامون افتخار و خوشحال هستیم که در خدمتون هستیم. Larry Friedman is sitting next to me in the studio and we are happy to have you online.
Merci. Thank you for having me. And yeah, sorry, the training some days go very long, so I was supposed to be in studio with you guys, but we had a very long video session and a long training session, so it's my pleasure to be on the phone with you guys. Thank you.
Larry, how often do you see Steven? Every day?
No, we unfortunately for me, we have offices downtown across the street from the Intercontinental Hotel, and Steven is fortunate enough to go every day when we don't have a game and or they're not on the road. He's at our performance center where the team trains, which is on the campus at Cal State Los Angeles. So we see each other once, twice a week, give or take.
Okay. Steven, شما در سن هوزه به دنیا اومدید، درسته؟
آره
حسن. فارسیتون هم که خوبه، کاملا متوجه میشید. به من گفتید که جواب دادنش برام راحت نیست، ولی میبینم که ماشاءالله خوبم فارسی صحبت میکنه.
حالا بد نیست، ولی تمرین میکنم.
استیون، کمی از خودتون برای ما بگید. قبل از اون یه چیز جالب براتون بگم. یکی از همکاران ما که میدونستن امروز شما اینجا ضبط دارین، پسرشون، حالا اسمم ببرم عیب نداره بگم، آقای سیامک ثابتیمانی که همکار ما هستن، پسرشون عاشق فوتبال و عاشق شماست. وقتی که شنیده بود که شما امروز میایید برای برنامه، از مدرسهش مادر و پدر اجازه رسمی گرفتند و نامه دادند و تعطیلش کردن، با مامانش در راه داشتن میمدن اینجا که اون وقت متوجه شدن شما تمرینتون طول کشیده و نمیتونن شما رو ببینن و عکس بگیرن باهاتون. ولی لری was kind enough to give him a ticket, a pass که بیاد اونجا شما رو در یکی از مسابقات پشت صحنه ببینه، باهاتون عکس بگیره. گفتم even better، حالا با یونیفرم و همه چی.
I promise after the game I'll take a picture with them.
خب حالا از خودتون برای ما بگین استیون. اینجا سن هوزه به دنیا اومدید. میدونم که پدر شما مسیحی آسوری هستند و مادر مسلمان، درست میگم؟
آره.
و پدر مهندس برق هستند و در اپل کمپانی مشغول کارن. حالا برامون بگید که چی شد که به این راه اومدید و از خودتون از ابتدا برای دوستانمون که میخوان با شما بیشتر آشنا بشن توضیح بدید.
Okay. I'm going to say this part in English.
Fine. It's too
much. Yeah, so I grew up in San Jose. You know, I've been playing soccer since I was 4 years old. My dad played growing up. He actually played all the way in college. He went to San Francisco State University, and he was their most valuable player. So he was a very good soccer player, but I think he always pursued engineering rather than soccer. So he introduced it to me. You know, it was in our blood.
تا اینجای زندگیتون مثل سیامک ثابت‌ایمانی و پسرشه. ممکنه پسرش یه روزی مثل شما بره تو تیم. میگه خدا کنه. خب می‌فهمیدید.
I grew up playing it and then I played in college at San Diego State University and then I was so fortunate that I got drafted in the MLS back to my home team. So I grew up in San Jose, and then the San Jose Earthquakes drafted me in the MLS draft once I graduated college. So I was very lucky that I was able to play in front of my family, my parents, my friends, relatives, everybody. And so, yeah, I've been in the league for 10 years now, and I've been doing all right for myself.
Great. من هرچند تو ورزش زیاد وارد نیستم ولی میدونم که شما برای ایران هم بازی میکنید یا میکردید. راجع به این موضوع برامون توضیح میدید؟
Yeah, so I think it was in 2013, I got my first call-up to the Iran national team, and it was against Thailand in Iran at Azadi Stadium in front of thousands and thousands of people. It was a really, really, really special moment. And then the next year, 2014, I actually got called up and I made the final roster for the 2014 World Cup that was being held in Brazil. So it was a really special moment because every soccer player when they're a kid, they just dream about playing in a World Cup. And, you know, my dreams were coming true and I was able to be at the biggest stage. And it was honestly an honor. And people ask, when am I going to get called back in next with the national team? You know, unfortunately, I can't control that. All I can control is how I play with my club team, which is LAFC right now. And as long as I continue to play well, there's a good chance that I can get called in with the national team. So my fingers are crossed that I get called in, but unfortunately, that's out of my control.
Oh, پس 2013 در ایران بازی کردید با تایلند.
Yes.
نتیجه چی بود؟
The result was, I think 2-1. Yeah, 2-1. That was my first game. My first start was also against Thailand, but it was in Thailand. And that one we won 3-0. But yeah, my very first game, my first cap was in Iran against Thailand. And I think I came on around the 70th minute as a substitute.
Okay, yeah. Great. خب حالا از LAFC برامون بگید که چی شد که به LAFC راه پیدا کردید و الان کجای کار هستید؟
Yeah, so I was in San Jose for 4 years and then I went to play in Vancouver for 2 years and then Toronto for 2 years. And when I finished with Toronto, we had just won the championship with them and I was a free agent. So that means I was not under contract, and I can go to any team that I wanted to. So I had about 8 teams, you know, because I played really well the year before and our team won the championship. I had about 8 teams asking to get me to come to their
proposal
team.
Proposal زیاد گرفت.
So I decided, you know, LAFC was the best opportunity and the best circumstances for myself and my family, and that's why we decided to come to LAFC. Even though it was a brand new team last year, I had a lot of hope and I had belief that this club can be something special. And you can see that this year, you know, we're on a tremendous pace to break so many records. And, you know, everybody's saying maybe we have the best team in the history of MLS. So, you know, right now we're on a good path. Obviously, we have to win a championship for anybody to say that we're the best. But right now we're headed in the right direction.
Very nice. You have a lot of fun. You know that.
I appreciate it too.
Iranian society.
I appreciate it.
And when is your بازی بعدیتون کی خواهد بود؟
بازی چی
بعدی؟ بازی بعدی. Your next game.
Next game is here in Los Angeles at Bank of California Stadium against Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And when is going to be this Sunday?
That one is on Sunday at 7:30.
Okay.
A small number of tickets still available.
Yeah.
So go online to lafc.com and grab your tickets.
Okay, you answered my question.
There aren't many tickets left, so you have to go quickly because right now I think we only have 4 home games left. And for people that have been to our home games, they're the best event in Los Angeles. You won't see something this special if you see it live in person. So everybody wants to go and watch our games, and it's a spectacle. It's something special to watch.
Mr. Sabatimani will be there with his son, probably.
Yes.
آیا براتون احساستون فرق میکنه اگر دارید بازی میکنید؟ یه ده شما رو تشویق میکنن، ولی یه گروه ایرانی هم شما رو دارن تشویق میکنن، چه احساسی بهتون دست میده؟
Yeah, we have a very good supporters group, and obviously there's a lot of Iranian fans that support me, which I appreciate, and they come out to the games. And anytime I see the Iranian flag in the stands, I get excited and I go and I try to acknowledge and take pictures with them, and because they're so supportive, and there's a huge, huge Iranian fan base in Los Angeles, and you know, I think it's great every time they come out and I hear, you know, I hear some fans yell Mehrzad, and you know, it's special to me because I know that they're there for me. And I appreciate it. So I always try to go and say hi, take a picture, sign autographs, whatever I can do to show my appreciation.
So good suggestion. Your fans, when they want to call you, they don't call him Steven. Say Mehrdad. He knows you're Iranian. Iranian fan.
Exactly. Only the Iranians know Mehrdad.
Mehrdad عزیز، شنیدیم که شما صاحب فرزند شدید چند ماه پیش.
آره.
Oh my god، من عکسش رو الان دیدم، لری توی تلفنش بود به من نشون داد. So cute, adorable boy.
We're just so blessed you know, to have a healthy baby boy, and he's such a good kid. He's so well behaved, and he's a happy baby and smiles all the time, and I said maybe one day I'll introduce him to a soccer ball.
Yeah, I'm sure you will do that. He's going to play with Mr. Sabatimani's son.
Yeah.
How old is your son now? 6, 7?
My son is 10 years old.
10 years. Oh my god. Time goes fast. So they are 9 years apart. That makes sense. They're gonna play with each other. چه پیغامی داری برای هموطنانتون؟ استیون بیت عاشور عزیز. What is your message to Iranian people? Your fans.
My message to all the Iranian fans out there is, you know, I appreciate all the support that I get on social media, online, to the games when they come out and they're, you know, they're supporting in my jersey. And honestly, I'm so thankful because this game, it's the world's game, and we have players from all over the world: Uruguay, Mexico, you know, Colombia, Canada, everywhere. And so everyone has fans from their countries, and the fact that I have fans from Iran or even from here that are Iranian, it means a lot to me because they're supporting myself, the team, and anytime I can say hi and take a picture and take an autograph, I will. So I thank every one of them for being so supportive.
پس الان LAFC وقتی صحبت میشه هر جا بازی داره، یعنی استیون همونجاست، درسته؟
آره.
اوکی، گریت. پس بعد از بازی یک شنبه که تیم LAFC خواهد داشت با مینسوتا ساعت 7:30 شب، و دوستان میتونن برن روی LAFC.com بلیتش رو تهیه کنند، بعد از اون چه بازی خواهید داشت؟ اسکیجول خودتون رو میدونی؟ اورلاندو.
بعد از اون داریم میریم اورلاندو. بعد از اونجا میریم فیلادلفیا.
آقای سیامک حفظن میگن، به من دارن اشاره میکنن هفتم اورلاندو. اسکیجول شما جلو روی ایشونه.
میدونن.
آره دیگه، دارن به من میرسونن.
I know that. Yeah, the next three games I know. After that, I don't know, unfortunately.
Yeah, after that, we play the 21st of September at home against Michael Bradley and Toronto. Ooh, then on the 25th, we're home again against the Houston Dynamo. Then on September 29th, we travel to Minnesota. And then we're going to finish out the regular season at home on October 6th at 1 in the afternoon against the Colorado Rapids.
Mm. Yes, and then the playoffs start.
خب خیلی بیزی هستید. همه این بازی ها... These all going to be in 1 month?
No, we run through September and finish at the beginning of October.
October.
The regular season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then playoffs. We've already qualified for the playoffs.
خب پس... شما هنوز هم مکدونالد نمیرید استیون عزیز؟
نه
در اون سمیناری که تشریف داشتید گفتید الان چند سال من مکدونالد نرفتم.
نه نمیتونم. If I want to perform at a high level, unfortunately I can't eat fast food or anything that's unhealthy. I have to eat very healthy and train very hard. So it's a sacrifice, but I love what I do, so I don't complain.
Great. حالا پس به دوستانمون یه رسپی بدید که معمولاً چی میل میکنید شما؟
Yeah, everyone asks me. I honestly tell them it's very boring, healthy food, but it's good for me, so I do it. So like chicken breast, salmon, a lot of vegetables. Surprisingly, not too many carbs, because the vegetables have carbs. So I don't eat. I know and rice is a staple of Persian food, but I don't have too much rice. I don't have too much pasta. It's more just vegetables and protein. It's very boring, but that's what I do.
No, a lot of people do that these days. And a lot of water, huh? You drink a lot of water.
Hey, too much water.
Too much water.
I drink so much water, people are shocked. I'm constantly carrying water with me everywhere I go. So
ورکاوت چی؟ باید ورزش کنید بدن سازی هر روز؟
Yeah.
یا همون که میدوید دیگه همه چیز درست میشه.
Nah. We go to the gym maybe 4 days a week. We do a lot of rehab and recovery. So between ice baths, between the hot tubs, between the massages, stretching,
weightlifting.
Yeah, we have
We have
everything. Wow. The cupping, I don't know if you guys know what cupping is. We have acupuncture. We have so many things that we do because we run so much and we train so hard that you have to do whatever you can to keep your body fit and healthy.
The only thing you don't do is skincare.
از
پوستتون دیگه کاری نمی کنید مراقبت کنید همه رو رفتید مایچه استیون thank you so much میدونم خیلی بیزی بودید خیلی کار داشتید تمرین داشتید تمرینتونم طولانی شد سعی کردید خودتون رو به ما برسونید نشد که به صورت زنده در خدمتتون باشیم ولی همین که این وقت رو دادید که تلفنی با شما صحبت کنیم خیلی خیلی ازتون ممنونم آرزوی موفقیت دارم براتون یک شنبه در بازی با مینسوتا که ساعت 7:30 در LAFC خواهد بود و دوستان میتونن تیکتش رو از LAFC.com هم تهیه کنن و بعد از اون در بازی های دیگه با اورلاندو، تورنتو، هیوستون، کلورادو، مینسوتا دوباره امیدوارم که همیشه سالم باشید اول موفق باشید اون کوچولوی خوبتون و خوشگلتون از قول ما ببوسید و thank you so much for your time.
مرسی به همه چی مرسی نه دعوت کردی and you know I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Next time I promise I'll be there. We can take pictures and thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much and hopefully we'll see people at the game either the next game or the game after that.
I hope so. Thank you so much and thank you Mr. Larry Friedman for your time. For being here and let us know more about LAFC and how you got there and your advices to our listeners about having business and being happy and keep the balance.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Have a good day. خدا حافظ.